But I got a great guy standing by. I admit he is a great friend. He did the introduction of me in Chicago into the National Radio Hall of Fame, and I will be forever thankful for that. But I've always supported him after I got to know him and his good work. Mike Rogers, the Republican Senate candidate, former FBI agent, should have headed up the FBI. Oh, I don't want to keep going through that. A former chair of the U.S. Intelligence Committee and a guy who could bring some sanity back to Washington, which we really need. Congressman Mike Rogers, always a pleasure having you on. I hope you're well.
Paul, it is always good to be on. Again, it was always an honor to be able to introduce you, the radio icon of the great state of Michigan, and talk about common sense. Nobody better than you, my friend.
Well, very kind of you to say. I'm very concerned about what's going on in our country right now. It started in New York when they have hired a communist, Jew-hating communist in to run New York. It's frightening. There's no other way to put it. It is frightening. And there's a great column from the Detroit News in the Think section yesterday by Caitlin Buss, who's going to join us in a moment. With the headline, "With Socialism on the Rise, Don't Count Out El Sayed." That just scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that's where all the energy of the Democrat Socialist of America is. The Democrat Party of Michigan has veered very far left. And, you know, all the polling we've seen has him up, sometimes by double digits, in the primary. And so, you know, it is something to be concerned about. That's where people are going in the state. And people say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this happened in Michigan. Remember, Bernie Sanders won Michigan when he was running, you know, his effort to get the nomination to be president of the United States. So this is not out of the ordinary. He's got Bernie Sanders and AOC coming into the state. He brought Hassan Piker in, who also, just had some... to say questionable is being too kind about the kinds of things he was saying, including America deserved 9/11. So, I mean, a lot to be concerned about. I just don't think that's where we are. And I say this, Paul, because I think I have some big news to share for you. This is why we need to send somebody back there, you know, crazy versus common sense. Let's pick common sense. And somebody who knows how to work to get things done. As you know, the bridge has been a big
Gordie Howe Bridge, right.
Gordie Howe Bridge. Well, I had a conversation with the secretary yesterday, Secretary of Commerce Lutnick, and the deal will be announced in the next few days. And here's what the good news is on this. So this is getting wrapped up. That bridge is going to get open. But the financial deal that they secured for us, we went from getting no revenue. I believe it'll be as much as half the revenue. Joint determination what the tolls are. Remember, the Canadians were going to have 100% control of what the tolls were on the board. That's going to change. And this was the most important thing that I've been working with the White House and got this from the secretary yesterday, that they will guarantee and ensure that we're not pouring Chinese cars over that after that bridge. A little bit of time, some tough negotiation, some long conversations. This is how you get things done. We're going to get the bridge open. And we're going to get a much better deal for Michiganders and the United States.
Now, I'm assuming we've got Mike Rogers with us. He'd like to be our senator. He was a great congressman. Mike telling us he's been talking to Secretary Lutnick about paying attention to that bridge, the Gordie Howe Bridge, and frankly, what is being taken as a threat of Chinese cars on Michigan manufacturing and auto workers. There's going to be several ways that needs to be dealt with, but one way they're concerned about is those cars flooding into America via that bridge from Canada, because they're going to be legal in Canada and people are fighting them here in the United States. So
yeah,
you say there's a better deal on the table, even though this deal that is in place was agreed upon by the Canadians and the Americans. The Canadians are open to changing that?
Well, candidly, it was a terrible deal. We would have seen absolutely no revenue. So you're going to diminish the one bridge that pays taxes, the Ambassador Bridge, and you're going to have much more traffic on this new bridge, of which the United States would get nothing.
I sang this story back in the beginning, and no one was listening. But
well, here from your lips to God's ears, as my mother would say, we've gotten this thing done. So listen, I think this is exciting news. The secretary is excited. We had a great conversation, as I said yesterday. This the details will come out, as he said, in the next couple of days. But he gave me that assurance about the Chinese car provision on. And why this is important, if people are wondering. So what the Canadians did is they upped their 100% built Chinese cars coming into Canada in the initial phase up to about 50,000, total 70,000 cars. And they took the tariffs on those cars going into Canada from 100% to 6%. And you say, well, okay, that's Canada. Who cares? 30% of all of the content and cars built in Canada comes from content providers here in the United States, mostly from Michigan. This will have a huge negative impact on their businesses and their companies. And so stopping, if you can imagine, you bring that same problem into the United States across that bridge, it causes a huge problem for American auto manufacturing. So to me, this was huge. It was big. And it goes to show you why you want to send somebody back to the United States Senate that's going to be able to sit down and look these folks in the eye and get a deal that helps Michigan, saves our auto industry, and moves America forward. I think this is just so critically important. Sending somebody back that's going to poke the president in the eye and his cabinet in the eye full time for the next 2 years does Michigan no favors. We won't get anything out of it. This way, we're going to at least get things like this worked out and done to the benefit of Michigan and our auto workers right here in the state of Michigan.
Well, God bless you, Mike Rogers, and it appears to me that you're breaking this story on this very program, so we thank you for that as well.
Well, you're the first to get the news, Paul. I couldn't think of a finer person to have that conversation with right out of the box.
We appreciate it. You and Christy have been traveling around and talking to people, and I hope that you're being well-received as well you should be, and I wish you the best of luck in this race. We're the winners.
Thank you, Paul.
I think we're the winners if you win.
Well, Christy gets a better reception than I do, I've just decided.
Well,
once they meet Christy,
understand.
They say, I want to talk to Christy, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Believe me, I understand that on my end as well with Kim, no question about
Kim.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
So true.
Good luck
Thank
to you,
my
friend.
I really appreciate it. Good luck. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Mike Rogers, Republican Senate candidate, former FBI agent, former chair of the U.S. Intelligence Committee. You know he can bring some sanity back to Washington. You know he will be on our side representing us the way we would want to be represented in Washington. 113, we continue in Focus on WJR.